This is Gabby, and I am back from the dead. But unlike Mike D, I was not chilling at the beaches down at Club Med. But regardless, I am back, and I am going to bestow upon you a wonderful gift. And what is that gift? It is the gift of a Gabby Manteri, and I'm going to be talking over the season 5 finale, The Gift. Right? Get it? Anyway, so I am going to be firing up my Netflix machine right about now. Funk's old brother, check it out now. Okay, so I'm going to count down from 3. I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, play. The next time I say that P word, you are going to hit play, and we are going to watch this together. And there may be some laughing, there may be some crying, there may be some fist pumping and fucking cheering if there is, you know, a pretty epic death or something. So, alrighty, here we go. Ready? A 3, 2, 1, and play. Previously on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Oh, I missed the library. Oh, and Buffy's bangs, and wait a minute, this is like everything. Ugh, scared clown. Wow. Okay. What? All right, so be just a montage of everything cool that's ever happened. Is that okay? Who the fuck's this kid? Okay. Dumpster alley kid, what's going on? Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Don't hurt me. Oh. See, I was not thinking that whining to a vampire was gonna save you. Fighting's not cool, Bobby. You're right. That's interesting. Oh, my leg, my leg. Oh, my. I do have to say, I've missed, well, while this fighting's going on, I've missed the quipping, making a mockery of the vampires fighting in the alleys, Buffy. It's nice to see the return of that. And I'm really liking her outfit. Those are, those are some seriously smart black leather pants and nice thermal t-shirt business. Aww, the just a girl thing. So now we have the opening credits. Wow, wow, wow. Ugh, Palmolive. Love the hippie beads. This is so awkward. Well, that's good. There's a window of opportunity to not have terrible stuff happen. Ugh, shut up. Oh. Thank you, Giles. Okay, so I get that Buffy's obviously super upset about this whole situation, but she really, really, really needs to listen to the reality of what could happen. And she needs to be realistic. I know. On a show where there's so much SOD. Ugh. But seriously, if they can't stop the ritual, they need to figure out something involving this loophole or just sacrifice her or whatever. Oh, Lord. Well, yeah, I mean, That's a thought. Good thinking. Ha that I had completely forgotten about. Thank you, Anya. That is helpful. It doesn't look particularly heavy. Oh, that's so sad. But not really, Willow, because you like girls. Oh, my God. Just had a thought. So, maybe they'll use crazy, rambling, irritating as shit, Tara. To figure out where to go, and then maybe she will finally die. Sorry, everybody. Ew, that's gross. Okay, that minion informant and a good informant. Very funny. That shout, that high pitched, oh, kills me. She needs to never do that again. That's super messed up, but I got news for you. I don't know, whatever. I still like Lori. She, thus far, is my personal favorite big bad. And I'm going to be sad to see her go, because I'm sure we're probably never going to see her again after this. Ha But Buffy, if she has to die, then if that scenario happens, then she has to die as quickly as possible, or everybody will die. But he's just in Los Angeles, and you know that. Oh my. My God, she almost sounds suicidal. Party stuff. You can't quit being a slayer. It's who you are and what you do. You're just being pouty because life's been throwing all these bullshit curveballs at you. You know what that's called? It's called being a fucking adult. Oh, glory. Ah, oh, the screech, your screech. That looks like a rickety old oil rig or something. What the? What the what? Ha ha. The pleasure moment. My God. Oh, that's messed up. No. No, you're wrong. She hurts Buffy. Oh, it's an omen. It's a cute little. Oh my gosh. Whoa, hello. That's strange timing, but okay. You wanna marry me? Those are the words every girl wants to hear. I would smack him too. Oh. We're gonna get through this because we have another 2 seasons of this show to go through. Hey, I'm not crying. This may be a first. What would be more shocking is if Kimberly cried and I didn't. I think that was supposed to tug at my heartstrings, and it's not. I'm sorry. Apparently, I'm a robot. My E-chip has fizzled out. Interesting. Oh no. No. Are we gonna end up with a fixed Tara by the end of this episode? Ooh. And I guess that was supposed to make me feel bad too, but I don't. And I'm sorry, but I just don't buy the love between the two of them. But I am stuck on the whole Willow is stronger than Buffy thing. I wonder if that is some kind of foreshadowing in regards to what Illyrio wishes would happen. He's was uninvited. Oh. Oh, that was very nice of Buffy. Oh, I like his little Spike's little half smile. Oh, he's adorable. Oh my God, he still loves her. As much as I'm not crazy about Palmolive, I really like. Oh.
Okay, that choked me up. So, anyway, so Palmolive and Spike's relationship, I think it's kind of cute. He acts like a big brother or a dad, and that is scary as shit, and no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Okay. Did I miss something while Artie was barking, or I was rambling, or in another episode so that they know exactly what the time is? Ah! They are using her to get to where they have to go. What? Ugh. Well, if they're... Tara's wearing jammies and boots out in public. It's like she's shopping at Walmart at, like, I'd say 1 o'clock in the morning, half drunk, but we all know it's all the time. So nobody's ever noticed this contraption, this structure before? Is this new? Classic. Classic Spike. Spike and his drinking. And his being bad. But still so sweet. Oh, God. That's convenient. Groovetastic, I love it. Okay, so what happened from this brain mind meldy business? Besides glory. How much fun must it have been being in the writer's room coming up with ridiculous nicknames for the minions to call Glory? Oh my God, they're hilarious. Why would you do that? You should have kept it on you. Buffy, you should have kept it on your person and be near her the entire time. Oh, tactical error. Anya's holding the bat wrong. It has got to be crazy ass cold up there. I mean, you know, pretending that it really are that high. It must be chilly. Go ahead, check on Tara while there's a big fight going on. Make sure she's okay. And sadly, I'm sure she's fine. Not crying. Kind of throwing up in my mouth a little bit. Oh, my God. The squeal. Okay, again, instead of going right up to her, shouldn't you be using additional diversionary tactics? Why isn't Willow making a crazy force field again? Or why isn't she down on the ground instead of running up the goddamn stairs? With conveniently placed chains for swinging and fighting. And where's the boxes set up like steps? And why is Buffy wearing business pants? Business lady pants. Business lady pants? What the? Ugh, I think I might have just turned to my grandmother or something. They have very good upper body strength. This whole part has a very swashbuckling kind of feel to me. And they're gonna be okay because of the fall. That's right, Slayer, God. What? Oh, Xander. And a lame bowling reference. But how do they know? How did they get the specific time? I swear, I must have missed something. Hey! Hey, it's Arvin Sloan. Oh, damn. That's okay. I'm sure Sydney Bristow will show up, dressed up like a slayer, and there'll be some kind of music montage, and then it'll be okay. What? Okay, so if Willow's using mind control to talk to Spike, why is he using his real... Why did he use his real voice and not just his brain? Oh, wait a minute, isn't he dead? Oh, why is his brain moving? Why am I rambling? I'm not even making any sense. Again, because she has ridiculous upper body strength. Ooh. Don't throw him. Oh, shit. That has gotta hurt so much falling back on a metal grate. Okay, that was weird. Bye, Ben. Oh. I thought for sure he was gonna die. Oh. Oh no. No. Is Giles totally gonna do this? Gonna kill Ben? Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh my god, he's totally... This ripper action right here? Oh my god. And he just suffocates him with his fucking hand. Oh my god. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. Oh, wow. Oh, no. Whatever you do, don't zap into the coffee house. Ow. Ow. Quick, do something. But it's not like, ugh. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Okay, seriously. Let her go. 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 Oh, no. Oh, crap. She's going to jump into the hole. She's totally going to jump into the hole. Instead of letting friggin' Dawn go. Ugh. No, you don't. No, you really don't. Let Dawn go. The more you stand up there chit-chatting and dicking around, the worse stuff's happening. Just let Dawn go. Let her jump in the hole. Or kill her or something. Please. So was that pain, or was that Sarah Michelle Gellar's O face? Okay, so... So, if Buffy's dead now, who's, Okay, so we have a new Slayer? She saved the world a lot. Aww. Well, all right. So we have a, an end. We have a dead Slayer, and I have no idea what's gonna happen next, and so I also really have, unfortunately, nothing else to say here. I guess I should probably watch it again and formulate more thoughts, and thank you for listening to me. I hope I was entertaining enough, and if I Oh my God, I'm absolutely speechless. So, and I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, but anyway, thank you so much for listening to me ramble and talk through an episode that was serious but ridiculous and kind of boring in parts, but I imagine super important for the entire series. So, again, thanks, and I will be talking to the gang and discussing this later. Peace!